Welcome to day 196. We are up to Perikei Mishneh Ches, and these are the final two Mishnayos of this fifth Perik. Says Mishneh Ches, Sa'at Truma Shanafel Ameya. You have a Sa'a of Truma that falls into 100 Sa'a of Chulin. So that's enough to mevatel, to nullify the Truma. It's a ratio of 100 to 1. We also know that whenever the Truma is batel, still we remove one Sa'a, or the equivalent of whatever fell in, we remove that one Sa'a, and we treat it like Truma, and we give it to the Kohen. But in this case, V'lo Hispik Lahagbia Ad Shanafel Acheres. You didn't have a chance to remove that Sa'a until another Sa'a of Truma fell inside. Well, now you have a problem, because now you don't have a ratio of 100 parts of Chulin to one part of Truma. Now it's 100 to 2. There are two parts of Truma in there. So, says the Tanakama, said the Chachamim, Harezu Asura. Now the mixture is Asur, meaning you have to treat the entire mixture like Truma, and it can only be eaten by Kohanim. Why? Because you don't have the ratio of 100 to 1 anymore. Now it's 100 to 2. V'Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it is still Batel. The entire mixture can still be eaten by non-Kohanim. It is Mutter. It is permitted. Why? What are they arguing about? So it seems what they're arguing about is what triggers, what activates the nullification. When there is the proper measurement, the proper ratio of 100 to 1, what is it that activates that nullification? According to the first opinion, the Chachamim, which is actually how we paskin, it's the removal of that Sa'a. Once you remove that Sa'a, even though it's only symbolic, even though that which you're removing you know isn't the actual Truma that fell inside, still, when you remove it, that triggers the nullification, and from that moment, once you remove it, then the whole mixture is mutter and it can be eaten by non-Kohanim. According to Rabbi Shimon, that is not true. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know what triggers the nullification? Simply the fact that you have the proper measurement there. As soon as one Sa'a of Truma falls into 100 Sa'a of Chulin, at that very moment, there is enough to be mevatel it, there's enough to nullify it, and therefore at that moment, the entire mixture is considered mutter, is considered allowed. Yes, you still have to go afterward and remove that Sa'a, but that removal has no consequence as to whether the actual pile was nullified or not. So again, the Chachamim say what activates it, what triggers it, is the removal of the Sa'a. Rabbi Shimon says what activates it is simply the having the proper ratio. The moment you have the proper ratio, then it is nullified. That is Mishneh Ches, and now Mishneh Tes. Sa'a Truma Shanaf Lameya. Imagine you have a Sa'a of Truma that falls into 100 parts of Chulin, which nullifies it. Right now the Truma is nullified, but Utechanan Ufachasu. Then you grind up the entire mixture, you turn it into flour, and now it has a lesser volume. We know that's very common. Not all of the grain would necessarily turn into flour. There was psyllus, there's waste that's removed from it. So now it has a lower volume, a lesser volume. So you might think that, well, it had a 100 to 1 ratio beforehand. Maybe the Chulin went down more than the Truma did, and therefore maybe you have less than 100 to 1 ratio. Now, says the Mishnah, no. Kashem shepachasu achulin, just like the chulin decreased in volume, kach pachasa truma, so too the truma decreased in volume in the same proportion. So if you had a 100 to 1 ratio beforehand, it all now, the entirety of the mixture now decreased in volume, but you still retain that 100 to 1 ratio, and therefore umutter, the truma is still nullified and the entire mixture is considered allowed to be eaten by non-Kohanim. A similar case, sa'a truma shanafla lepachos mimea. Imagine you have a sa'a of truma that falls into fewer than 100, and therefore the truma is not nullified, and then utechanan vosiru, and then you grind it up, and now it has it's increased in volume. So you might think, well, maybe the chulin increased more than the truma increased, so maybe there is a 100 to 1 right now. Kishim sheitiru hachulin, says the Mishnah, no, just like the same principle, just like, or to the same extent that the chulin increased in volume, kachosira truma. We can assume that the truma increased in volume in the same proportion, and therefore, just like you had less than 100 to 1 before, now you still have less than 100 to 1, and therefore, v'asr, the whole mixture is considered truma, and it has to be given only to a kohen. But, im yadua, by the way, if anyone can explain to me, I really don't understand how when you grind it up, it can increase in volume. I understand how it might decrease in volume because, again, not all of it turns to flour. There's waste. There's psoles. But I don't know how you could grind it and increase in volume. So if anyone can explain it to me, I'd be grateful. Now, v'im yadua shachitin shechulin yafos mishal truma. If you know that the chulin was of greater quality, of higher quality than the truma that fell inside, and the assumption on the mission right now is that grain of a higher quality could actually increase in volume, whereas that of lower quality would not increase or might actually decrease. If you know the chulin had a higher quality and the truma a lower quality, then you can actually assume that maybe the chulin increased and the truma did not. In fact, the truma may have decreased, and now there, even though there was only, let's say, 90 to 1 before, now there might actually be 100 to 1, and therefore mutter, the entire mixture, would be considered allowed, because now, if you know that to be true, that the chulin was higher quality and the truma was lower quality, then you can assume that the truma did increase at a higher rate than the truma, and therefore it is nullified. Now, the final Mishnah of this perek, the final halacha, I'm sorry, of this perek. Imagine you have a truma that falls into fewer than 100 parts of chulin. Imagine it falls into 90 parts of chulin, so that is not enough to nullify it. But then, afterwards, more chulin fell into that pile. Now, 10 more fell into the pile, so now you have 100 to 1. Says the Mishnah, im shogeg mutter. If those extra 10 fell in unintentionally, then it's mutter, then it nullifies it, because now you have 100 to 1. But the imazid, but if you did it intentionally, you only had 90 to 1, and therefore the entire mixture was considered truma, so you added 10. You added 10 parts of chulin in order to be mevatel, in order to nullify the truma. You did it purposely, then usser. That is not allowed. And this is the source of a very important halacha that we're going to see throughout Shas, and that's called Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila. Yes, we have a lachos of nullification, but you cannot purposely cause something to be nullified. Nullification is always after the fact. Once it was inside, now you can figure out, once they're mixed together, is it nullified or not? But you can't go ahead and do it purposely. Imagine you have 60 parts. We have a concept of batel b'shishim, 1/60 when it comes to milk and meat. Imagine you have 60 parts of meat, and a person says, you know what? I know there are 60 parts of meat, so I'm going to add a little bit of milk for whatever reason. It'll make the texture different. It'll make it creamier. But I know it's batel. It'll be one part to 60, so it's fine. No, that is not allowed. The entirety of that mixture would become usser because you are not allowed to do that purposely. The concept of bittul is only when it happened unintentionally, and now you can look and see if the proper proportion is there. But you cannot cause that. And therefore, in this case, if the extra 10 fell in to create 100 to 1, if the extra 10 fell in unintentionally, fine. But if you did it specifically to mevatel it, then it doesn't work. Ein mevatlin iser d'chatchila. Not only are you not allowed to do that, but it actually does not work. That is the end of Perek Hey, and we will continue with the first Mishnah of Perek Vav tomorrow.